Shalom,
hello, and we are reading from the writings of Rabash. This is an article called The Matter of the Will to Receive. You can ask questions live on Kabda TV, and relevant questions may be aired during broadcast. Rabash articles, the article's name is The Matter of the Will to Receive. We should understand that it is clarified that the purpose is that a person will reach a point, a state, where he receives in order to bestow. And this pleasure is permitted, whereas pleasure for self is forbidden. But we should understand, bottom line, one enjoys, because otherwise there is no reality in the world for him to be able to bestow, because there is no reality where a person can make an action without enjoying it. For instance, if a murderer comes to a person and asks him to give him all his fortune, and he follows what he says and gives him what he asks for, so we must say that this person enjoys giving his fortune, otherwise he wouldn't give anything. Because what is the difference if a person gives his money in exchange for a house or clothes, or the pleasure is about getting things that are more important for that money? Because when a person needs a home, the home is more important than the money. Otherwise, he wouldn't give the money. Like so, here, with the murderer, his life is more important to him now than the money. Meaning he substitutes a smaller pleasure for a bigger pleasure. So it turns out that there's no action in the world that a person does without receiving pleasure. It's found that when a person bestows to the Creator, surely he enjoys it, otherwise he wouldn't bestow. If so, what's the difference if a person receives pleasure from receiving or receiving pleasure from bestowing? The thing is that the prohibition in terms of reception is because of the known reason of the bread of shame, for which there was a correction to receive in order to bestow. Because then, if one's pleasure is in bestowing, there is no shame. Because when a person gives a gift to his friend, we must say that the giver enjoys that. However, if the joy comes through bestowal, then shame is irrelevant, because the rich is not ashamed by giving to the poor, although he enjoys it. What is the difference in the division of the soul of Adam HaRishon to 600,000 souls? In the article Panim Masbirot, there is an allegory about it, that it's like a king who wanted to move a big treasure, and he was afraid to give it to one person, lest he will steal it. So what did he do? He divided it to very small amounts and gave that to many people, and by all of them he will move that treasure to a different place. And we need to understand, what is the difference if a person has one big desire and he cannot overcome that, or he has a small desire and he cannot overcome it? And we should say that eventually we see that man is able to overcome a small lust, and if it's bigger, it's harder for him. And what we say about the aspect of half and half is precisely after the souls were divided into individuals. And that is why the tree of knowledge was forbidden, because there is more than half there, and it doesn't allow room for choice. So now, everyone has just a fragment of the will, and it allows room for choice. The matter of the will to receive is the essence of man, and this is called the innovation of existence from absence, whereas any other thing, meaning all the fulfillments, come from as existence from existence, which is called Yetzirah, meaning all sorts of fulfillments that exist in the world extend as existence from existence, meaning the Creator includes them, whereas the negative things, meaning the deficit and sufferings, is something new.
We learn from Kabbalists who attained the roots of creation that everything begins from the desire, the thought of creation, the desire of the Creator to benefit the creatures, and that he is good and he does good. And then from this surplus, from the good that there is, he has the desire to give. And according to this desire was born another deficiency, the will to receive. And the will to receive is the creation. But there are many degrees in the will to receive. Still vegetative, animate speaking, which the Creator wants that whoever will receive from him will feel him, will understand him, will be like him, will be in adhesion with him. That if the Creator is the good state, and there is nothing outside of that, something that can position itself, so the creation also needs to reach that same state. How can it do some kind of copy so that there'll be like, so that there will be a creation and it'll become like the Creator? So that's done by way of equivalence of form, that the creation in and of itself is opposite to the Creator, and thus it's the creation, and it stands opposite the Creator. And it receives a form like the Creator. The will to receive, if it works in order to bestow, opposite to its nature, thus in that it attains the form of the Creator, and feels it, and is with it in adhesion. But the will to receive, in order for it to come to this state, needs to go through a lot of changes. A part of these preparations to become like the Creator, which is the purpose of creation, the will to receive goes through them by way of the light, which is called the stemming down from above below, downwards. That the Creator is the light. It prepares it by itself, without asking the will to receive. The will to receive still doesn't even feel itself in this whole descent from the world of Ein Sof, the world of infinity, until this world. And then even in our world, where the will to receive develops in these degrees which are smaller and distant from the Creator, it also feels its independence in the levels of still, and then afterwards vegetative, and then afterwards animate, until it reaches the speaking level. And each time the will to receive develops, it develops only from below upwards. That's what we call development. The will to receive descends 125 degrees, five worlds from Ein Sof. And these are called the degrees of descent, meaning it detaches more and more and more from the Creator, until it comes to a state that it's completely in its material, opposite from the Creator, like we talked about. that there are two conditions in order to be like the Creator. The first condition is that I will be in my inner desire, my I, opposite from Him, wanting to receive everything. This preparation takes place in me in the descent from Ein Sof to where I am through five worlds. Afterwards, in this world, there is preparation already for ascent, in that I will attain the form which is similar to the Creator. That's called development. From still to vegetative, to animate, to the person. So we see that the matter of the will to receive, as Rabash wants to say, it's a process, a long process that we go through. Baal HaSulam explains about the development of the desire in many places, and even the whole wisdom of Kabbalah talks about the changes that are in the desire. The whole material is the desire. In the interpretation on the Pesach legend, which is called Vizot LeYehuda, and this is for Judah, he explains to us that the will to receive develops in such a way that the absence is before the existence. Meaning, I lack something, I attain it. I lack something, I attain it. And these two forms, the deficiency, which is the will to receive, and its fulfillment, they're both important. More important than the desire itself. Until the person doesn't feel that, even if he attains something, he doesn't feel fulfillment in that. Pleasure. Baal HaSulam tells us that in spirituality, it takes place in a way, in a very sharp way, because these are laws, very clear laws, where there's no cancellation or some kind of protection there. Therefore, if there is no ready desire in creation for a certain degree, so he doesn't attain that degree, he doesn't understand it, doesn't connect to the matter. Everything takes place only according to the preparation, and the preparation is the feeling of the deficiency, of the absence that's prior to the existence. And we especially feel that towards spirituality. That if in corporeality, what does it mean, the absence before existence? So Baal HaSulam explains it like this. The absence before the still is zero, nothing. If we learn about it in the four phases of direct light. The absence before vegetative, from still to vegetative. So we have still, where from still comes vegetative. Therefore, a grain needs to incorporate in the ground, and then in its decay, where it loses its form as vegetative and becomes still, from it again comes the new plant. That's also how it is with the animate. The form of the animate comes from the vegetative. It developed that way, according to the four phases of direct light. Precisely there is the template for the whole of the creation. And also with the person, he came from the vegetative, and we see that. It's also written about that, how the person is born, like a small animal. And then he developed until he became a person, a man. and also the development of the person in and of himself. Even though humanity is very wide, there are all kinds of different desires, varied among everyone. That have, at the level of the speaking, at the level of man, we also divide this species into four parts, which are still vegetative, animate, and speaking inside the person. And thus, Baal HaSulam says that the preparation of absence before the existence, it always goes in such a way, the previous degree to the next degree. And what's the man, really the man, the species of man? He's saying those who have the inclination to resemble the Creator, to become adhered to Him, to be like Him. And what's the absence before the existence? The absence before the existence is that they don't want that. That they're in the negative, in hatred against that. And here, we precisely come to the matter of the will to receive, as he says, as Rabash says. That in order for us to have a big desire, a strong desire, for this high thing, we need to be on these two sides. Once to feel our desire, that I don't want the divinity, I repel spirituality, I don't understand it, I don't agree with it, I'm confused about it, I've had enough with it, etc. Sometimes like this I feel that, and at other times I feel, no, it's good, it's important, I need it, what do I have other than that, etc. And then, as such, from absence to existence, rising from darkness to light, we advance. And only through the two of them we come to a will to receive, the correct one, the complete one, which truly comes to this demand that already the upper light starts working on it. We already enter into the group. We understand that there is no other choice. We need to connect between us. That there, in that way, I attain the new desire, the desire for correction. Because all in all, the desire I come to, if I come just crying to the Creator, that's something that will be good for me. I'm an egoist, and as much as I shout, even though I lie to myself, if I shout, give it to me, I want to fulfill myself. I feel bad. In any case, when I understand that being a man, a person, is yearning to resemble the Creator, meaning receive a form upon the will to receive, a form of the bestower, thus I come to the group and receive impression from them in how much I can be that bestower. And here, in the group, I start feeling how much I hate that. And that's the absence prior to the existence. If I don't fear it, and I enter the group, and I'm ready to suffer, the revelation of evil, my hatred, my lack of agreement, that I don't want it, everything other than the connection. So it's called absence prior to the existence. It's called preparation for the revelation, preparation for redemption. And time goes by where a person stands on that and really wants to enter the friends. He starts attaining how much he is repelled from that, how much he hates it, how much this feeling in him, in his eyes, is the Mount Sinai, the mountain of hatred. And he's prepared for that cry, that, yes, it's right that I hate, but I want to receive an opposite form. Thus, from his absence, he has the demand for Havaya, for the form of becoming like the Creator. And thus, comes to him the light that reforms, because he attained the place of the breaking, the place of the corruption, and thus he precisely comes to, I created the evil inclination, that's the hatred of connection that he attained, and against that he receives the light that corrects him. And the redemption. Meaning, we need to understand that our will, the will to receive we received at birth, is the beastly will to receive, at the level of the beast. And the will to receive at the level of man, which is similar, dome, to the Creator, we need to attain that by ourselves through great exertion, and only in the society, in the environment, because between us, that's where the breaking was, the preparation for the upper world, that the soul, as Rabash also writes here, divided into 600,000 souls, and thus this breaking, we need to attain that. When we attain it, this breaking as repulsion and hatred between each other, thus we're ready to for unity, for connection. Meaning we need these two things here. The importance of the goal and our self-lowliness, that we're in this hatred, and the importance of the goal that we need to connect, that's the greatest thing among these two things, as the absence before the existence, that one stands before the other. Thus we come to a cry. And we're ready for connection, and thus the light comes, the light that reforms, which is called the Torah, the Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, and as such we exit exile. And he explains to us there in Amzot Ve'Yoda, this is for Judah, that the absence before the redemption is the letter Aleph, which is the Alufor, the champion of the world, the Creator. That if we feel in the absence that we lack only the Creator, the form of bestowal, not imagine something, some image or statue, but the form of bestowal that clothes on us, that fulfills us, that's called the Creator. And thus we feel that only this we lack, and with this we came to the absence, the correct will to receive that demands the new form, the form of redemption, meaning that the Creator will clothe in this exile, within the exile. That's the matter of the will to receive that opens gradually until it comes to, according to the thought of creation, to the degree of the Creator, to adhesion, dvekut. And only the last part of the will to receive, there we participate with its development and all the previous forms of the will to receive take place without our conscious participation in it, because consciousness, awareness, still doesn't exist there on the still vegetative and animate, corporeal, spiritual, that they have no free choice, they have no matter of the group in which to execute this one action of our free choice, and therefore we are only in the last stage, in the final redemption we receive before it the ability for the understanding and the awareness of the state of our self-participation of the will to receive from the level of the animate to the level of the speaking, to the level of man. Yes?
person from Minsk is asking, what does it mean that the whole of nature is in bestowal if it's included in the will to receive of creation, the whole of nature besides man?
He's right. He's right. I probably didn't make that precise earlier. The will to receive that the Creator created is completely under His control. Therefore, all the states that the will to receive receives upon itself the worst states possible. The ego, hatred, stealing, crime. If it's at the level of still vegetative and animate, at the human species, this will to receive is under the control of the Creator completely. And only those people who can come to free choice, they take from the Creator a part of their development, and they become responsible by themselves on their development. They enter into reward and punishment. They enter into a state where you can say that they are, that they have free choice, and thus you can say they have the opposite form from the Creator, because they themselves take this oppositeness from the Creator in order to turn it into becoming like Him. But all the other forms, even though that they are bad and opposite from the Creator, they are under His control, and therefore there is no judgment and calculation with them. Bad, good, what, not, they themselves don't even exist. And thus we're talking about independence. Only Kabbalists, or those who want to be like that, who yearn for their individual particular action, for them you can relate free choice to the action of correction, or the opposite, reward and punishment. You could say about him that he is good or bad. He himself says that according to how he acts, and so on. Everything else, everyone else, or the whole of humanity, they all seemed as beats, meaning they're all under the commands of the Creator, of the Upper One, like we learn about in all the worlds, like angels. So good, bad, as if good and bad. You can't even say it. It's all the actions of the light. So until the person enters the group and doesn't want to receive upon himself some part in his action toward the breaking, to execute it or not, so until he does that, he's called a beast. And there is no calculation on beasts, and certainly on degrees even less than that. Meaning the calculation is only on the person who wants to execute that action of adaptation to the Creator, and thus he discerns bestowing, receiving, succeeding, not, and in everything else, not. And in everyone else, with good and bad, it's like you're talking about the wolf who wants to eat the sheep. So what, is he good or bad? You're talking about these people in this world, what, you have good ones, bad ones, but what are they? It's just like animals. You can't say that they are good and bad. But the generality of humanity acts according to the upper providence. And who can correct all of them? Precisely those who have received the desire from above, in order to execute their action of adaptation to the Creator. If they correct themselves and will be more adapted to the Creator, all those still vegetative and animate, all those wicked as if, will be good children. The providence acts towards them according to how those can execute themselves as adapted to the Creator. That's how it works. Therefore, the calculation is only with us. And in that which the nations of the world say that the Israel is the source of all the problems in the world, so they're 100% correct. Baal HaSulam writes about that in the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar, that Israel that doesn't carry out its role in the world, it truly causes all the sorrows in the world. They're right in that. They have this internal feeling that it's like that. And just to picture yourself, if a person's speaking like that from within, how much that's felt. And let's hope that we'll be able to feel how much it really depends on us, the way they feel that it depends on us. Yes.
My name is Rachamim from the Ashkelon group. Kabbalists write to us that everything's inside of us. It's great. But they also say we have to come out of the box, awaken and connect, and in the connection the light appears. That's great too, but I don't understand. Is there an inner creator and an outer creator?
Two days ago, we had this lesson in the evening. The perception of reality. I recommend you to take that out of the archive and watch it. There is no creator from the outside. There's nothing outside. Everything is within the person. Therefore, we say that the absence is prior to the existence. Meaning, I within myself feel the absence. I lack. What do I lack? I lack the form of bestowal. That's already a deficiency for the Creator. I receive the form of bestowal. Now I bestow. That's called that now the Creator has clothed in you. It fulfilled you. That's all. That's how it's called. You don't have something to look at outside of you. There's nothing outside of you. It doesn't exist. Baal HaSulam explains to us in the introduction to the book of Zohar, the preface to the book of Zohar, that whatever you see from the outside is one big imagination. And it's always from what we just studied. If the whole of creation is a will to receive, that feels what happens in it. It feels itself. It's not capable of feeling something else, because outside of it there's nothing. There's no such thing. It's all in the will to receive. It develops within itself and feels within itself. One part becomes worlds. One part becomes creation among themselves. One part becomes still this world, still vegetative, animate, stars. Everything is the will to receive. The problem is this will to receive is divided into many parts, and thus you identify with some part of the will to receive. Where does it come from? Why do you feel that you're just some small part and everything else is outside of you? Within that same will to receive, me, I am here. And everything out here is the whole of creation, including worlds and souls, including this world, everything. Why do I feel that as being outside of me? Because I went through the breaking. Once I was this whole part. Once I was this whole part. Me. Now, it divided. And now this is me, alone. And everything, all the rest seemed to me as foreign. Why? That's the absence. Here, I need to attain the deficiency, the chisaron, for everyone. To connect to them. If I connect to them according to love thy neighbor as thyself, if I connect to them, so I attain that whole big kli, this whole reality that seems to me as being outside of me, it enters me. it doesn't enter me like I love my baby, which is just like me, related to me. But in spirituality, it is simply two drops of water turn into being one drop. You've seen how that happens between two drops of water, how they become one. They become one. It's really like that. You can't say that they were two. As much as they connected, it's one. So the breaking is on purpose, in order prepared for us. So we'll be able to understand what is the form of absence, the prior to the connection to the Havaya. So that we'll be able to connect, not the unity itself, but in that I don't want to connect, and me here within, I acquire the form of bestowal. Of bestowal, meaning the Creator. That's what I start feeling within. That's all. I constructed within myself the Creator. Therefore, he's called Bo and Re. Come and feel. Come and feel it, and you will attain that. Meaning, if you, from the breaking and then the correction of each and every part, each and every connection, through that I attain what is the nature of the Creator. And as such, I attain him, and as such, I cannot attain him outside of myself, never. We never talk about that. There's no such thing outside. Yes, Be'er Sheva.
Rav, at the end of the article here, it says that, the desire to receive was created as existence from absence. And it is said that the fulfillments are the Creator's. He brings the fulfillment. On the other hand, it says that the deficit in suffering is something new, meaning that he created our suffering as well. We see suffering because of disparity of form, no? So how do I interpret this?
You care about sufferings.
I care about feeling suffering, not about who gives me suffering.
Everything the Creator did. There is none else besides him. Now you can say it like this. There are sufferings that the whole of creation, in the path of in the process of its development, it suffers, and its suffering is, this suffering is aimed in order for that they will develop and attain at all the degrees at the levels of still vegetative and animate the deficiency for fulfillment. Let's say it like this. For a good life, Bala Sulam says that even, how does he say it? Even some small envy in order, like an ant that brings its food. Everyone runs after fulfillment at the level of vegetative and animate, to eat and to live, to survive. At the level of man, it's even more so. All these deficiencies, all this absence that everyone feels from life, from the good state, from the full state, in all of it, kinds of characteristics, it's all in order to receive a completing of the place of the breaking. Because it's all done out of a lack of connection from the absence of the light, from the absence of the Creator in the Kli. As in the moment we're able to correct the Kli, the light starts appearing in it, the Creator inside it. Thus, all of us, everyone, he writes about it in the beginning of the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, that when the person rises, so together with him rises all of the still vegetative and animate, meaning everyone is freed from all the problems and sorrows that they're going through. So certainly there are those preparations sufferings that we go through from above until we start correcting ourselves, and this suffering is caused from the lack of light as preparation. No one is to blame for that other than that plan of creation. And truly, you cannot here blame anyone other than, in the meantime, other than that same plan of creation, for he is good that does good, that we need to suffer. And that's what Kabbalists say, that we can understand, but in any case, disagree. How can I agree that in the meantime I'm suffering? So he explains, like we're talking about, the will to receive needs to be empty. It needs to feel that it lacks. Thus it comes, only through that it comes to fulfillment. And thus it becomes fulfilled and enjoys. And we can't feel that now. We want it to be immediately ready for fulfillment, because the deficiency is the place that, in the place that it feels a lack, in that same place it feels that it's fulfilled. So here is the question. Well, if it's like that, so I need to feel minus Ensof, minus infinity, that I feel so lacking that if I don't attain the light of Ensof, so I need to feel, before that I need to feel something terrible. So much so, so it's better for me just to stay like a beast. Where am I going if that's the case? And here he explains to us that no, it's not like that. In that, you start in a gentle form, slowly, stage by stage. The will to receive opens for you, you correct it. The will to receive opens for you a little bit more, and you correct it a bit more. You fulfill it with a bit more light, a little bit more, and layer after layer, you do that. Therefore, there is the matter of the descent of the worlds, that you, in return, stage by stage, you correct them and fulfill them. Because if you would reveal the whole of this in Ensof, the whole dark Ensof, it's such a terrible feeling that no one will be able to suffer that. We suffer those small descents of ours, these small sufferings of ours, which are also this is we also are afraid of this and repels us from advancement. We sometimes even get that feeling, which is called the illumination of Malchut, which is darkness, a chasm. We can only feel it at more advanced stages of the path, because they give us precisely what we're able to suffer, how we can advance in a gentle way. Therefore, this slow stage-by-stage process is in order for us, because we cannot suffer the Creator. In order to open for us the breaking, we can only do it in these drops, in these small parts. Therefore, that's why we shout on the one hand, why this? And on the other hand, we would say, where is it?
You explained to us many times that there is no me and there are no others, but there's what's between us. So I am trying to understand and feel, where is it? Where is that thing that is between us? Well, what is it?
I have no answer for that. Because the whole matter of feeling, you cannot communicate to the other. Sometimes you're in a common feeling, where each one wants to eat, sleep, family, children in this world. Cold, hot, everyone's in this environment where we understand somehow what we want. And if you want to ask me about the spiritual world, it's a different sphere. You're asking about the desire, it's not the same desires. About the fulfillments, it's not the same fulfillments. So what are you talking about?
I want to reach that place. I want to come there.
Coming to that place is something else. If it's only by... If you will equip yourself, first of all, with a desire for that. The desire for spirituality is called the desire for connection. We don't understand that it's like that. The place... of the spiritual world is the connection between us. Look. You and me. Even here, we'll delete everything we have around us, because there's nothing other than this. That's it. You and me. Me and you. If each one feels himself like he is, he feels this world. It seems to him that truly that there is something outside of him and all kinds of people and things. And he feels here the tzmach, the tzmach, the still vegetative animate and speaking. If we start connecting between ourselves, that we want to close this gap. I want to be adhered to you, and you want to be adhered to me, to connect. What does it mean? I turn to you, the will to receive your desires. I turn to you, one action. I receive your desires. I want to receive them. That's a second action. That I feel your desires and feel that they're like my desires. I'm ready as if for that. After this second action, that I turn to the light. There is light here. I turn as if to it. Truly, I turn to something which is also between us, but let's say it's outside of us. It gives me power for me to connect to you. And thus, in the connection between us, I here feel the spiritual, the upper world. I start feeling between us that we become closer. And that we come closer together, I start feeling the arvut, the mutual guarantee in connection. I start feeling that here has opened in this arvut a more internal dimension, because in connection suddenly opens some opening to the next world, to a higher world. Balasulam depicts that, he says it like this. He says, if between us we feel a wall that we're incapable of incorporating one with the other, and we want to break this wall, and we request for that, so the light comes and makes an opening in that wall. This opening is unknown from the beginning. It's not like a door in this world, but it opens, and thus you see that it was always there, but first of all you didn't see it. And thus one to the other start connecting through this opening. Through this opening, this exit from one to the other, that his desire becomes as your will to receive, that's called the exit to the spiritual world. You, with the desire of the other, reveal that you feel that this kli that you connected to yourself, that's the world that you attained. And as such, you move on and connect to yourself more and more and more, kelim, meaning souls. And in these connections, you widen and widen and widen your world. That's called that you rise in 125 degrees. Until En Sof, infinity. What's En Sof? I connected everything to myself. I'm ready to connect with all the desires. They're all my desires. Despite the ego, the hatred, despite everything, I connected to you. Meaning, where do you attain the light? In the desire of the other that you want to bestow to him, give to him. In the moment that you receive from force, from above, from within, it doesn't matter where from, in order to connect to him, you start feeling that that's the light, that's the fulfillment. That you fulfill the other in something he wants in his desire. For you, it's the upper light. Meaning, in the moment that you would give him some object, well, this is a external expression for the desire and its fulfillment. Because you give him really fulfillment to his desire, it's not really this plastic. But that you give him that, this giving fulfills you in the upper light. And for him, that's his simple desire as well. It's unimportant. Okay, maybe we can find some other examples like these. Yes?
My question is whether what the desire feels, meaning everything that we know that we describe as worlds and spiritual degrees, realms and all that, and the four forms of the holy books, the languages.
Everything comes from the four phases of direct light.
Okay, fine, but I'm talking about, these things are expressed in the Bible as history, I'm not saying it's history. But I'm saying it seems like a historical story, but it's actually Kabbalah. Everything, all those books are Kabbalah. So my question is whether the desire feels or all those spiritual terms are presented that way to a person, or the instruction we're giving to people, the way we study, is the way to understand what happens in spirituality. So do I run into what I hear as I advance?
No. You could be
ignorant.
Completely ignorant or excellent and know every wisdom in the world. And it doesn't relate to spirituality at all. Completely not. Everything only relates to the measure of your closeness to others in order to correct that gap between us. Nothing other than that. How much you need to learn is according to your nature. There are those who just like studying. How much you do all kinds of other actions, that's also that. But this is the main point that you have to come to. Whether I am ready to stand against the breaking and check it and receive the feeling of hatred, not be afraid of that, and demand correction. That all of these things are unpleasant. It's all unpleasant. First of all, to come closer to others. Just like this, to connect like in a club, everyone's ready for that. But when you start doing it a little bit more, you see how in groups starts become, you see jealousy, hatred, and all kinds of calculations and so on and so forth, and that's right and that's good, but you need to understand where that comes from, not to drag that, but to go against that, because all these struggles happening in the group, that's natural, that can never be in any other place. And yes, it happens, and arguments and calculations and all kinds of things, because we're treating the will to receive, so we immediately feel how it works against us. And whoever doesn't feel that, in every place where there is a center, where Kabbalah study center opens up, that's expected, and just how. And now they're just opening and organizing themselves, but this next year will be hard work for us.
Still, I want to ask whether what we study, the worlds, potsufim, spiritual degrees, are we running into them, encountering them in practice, or it's an explanation towards me from my perspective as a creature or as soul?
You go through these states in your will to receive in its correction, meaning you go through that.
So it's not for the purpose of explaining the matter.
I mean, for the need they explain to you? Where do Kabbalists explain from? They themselves attained that, like you, that you'll go and attain that, and then they explain to you from there. I attained some place, I wrote a story about it and gave it to you. You took it and read this story. That's all in all what the wisdom of Kabbalah is. I traveled in some place, I researched some things there, how it's possible to get along there, how through this place you can come to even better places, and that's what they write about. That's the whole wisdom. That's all. So have a nice trip.
I always ask myself whether it's a sort of an illusion that this work you're talking about is something I also do on a daily basis with my colleagues, this correction of the attitude.
What, you have a nice attitude? There's also these courses, how to work with customers, how to
cheat them.
Cheat them more in gentleness.
No, I'm talking about the matter of connection that you're talking about and discovering the shattering.
Also, the connection there is very good. In every single place there's connection other than with us. I'm certain of that, because there you have a clear goal. Friends, we're going this year to profit for each and every one, so certainly there's connection. In the army, in the commando, they prepare in advance those soldiers who will have connection between them, because there is this worthwhile egoistic goal for us, and each one profits from that in some kind of way. So each one feels confidence from the other. We're going towards something, we're moving against someone together, and we'll profit from that. These things are clear. In the will to receive, these are very clear. Every football team, it's like that. But the matter is that if we go in order to attack our will to receive, the will to receive of everyone, there is no connection there, but you reveal hatred. And in that, we need to be ready in advance, that even though we will take the wisdom of Kabbalah and we go with it together toward corrections, we all in all reveal crises. First of all, we reveal evil. And this is the first part, which is called, I created the evil inclination. I revealed the creation, first of all. From this direction, you reveal the broken man, the broken Adam. And afterwards, only you come to correction. But we need to speak about that a lot in groups, so people will understand where, really from the establishment of the group, all the way through to all the problems, arguments, etc. We'll talk about that later, but let's, for the better, move to the second part of the lesson.
Before it, we'll sing a song.
כמה רוצה הלב לאסוף ולאגור על גבו של החמור אין אדם נפטר מהעולם הזה וחצי תאוותו בידו כשהלב